If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Din al-Islam, dini, wal-Azam, ghayru dini, Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We're going to talk about banking in this episode and the upcoming episodes, hopefully, or inshallah, according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before we start our program, let's take a listen to a short biography. A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up to 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
So,
Back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are talking about some of the Islamic laws related to banking and financial matters according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Javid, since we are talking about banking and financial matters, let me ask you this question, you know. Is it permissible to deposit any sum of money in a bank and authorize the bank officials to invest the same amount, right, in any Sharia transaction without demanding any specific share of the profits or any interest, but on the understanding that the bank would give the investor, basically you, his share or your share of the profits every 6 months, for example? Is that permissible?
Well, there's no objection to this type of deposit mm-hmm. if the money is left with the bank with unrestricted freedom, like choosing this type, like, for example, allowing the bank to choose this type of investment and specifying the investor's share of the profit on their behalf. So actually, it is when the bank is allowed to do this and to invest the money, the bank represents the client. The bank acts on behalf of the depositor. And of course, there's no problem in this kind of transaction because the bank is supposed to invest the money or use the money in any lawful or legal investment or contract. And so there's no problem, there's no objection either in taking the profit made by investing the money. The profit mm-hmm. which is given by the bank to the depositor right. is also permissible because the transaction was legal in the first place. And of course, there should also be no problem if the investor was ignorant of the size of the share of the profit, you know, when he was depositing the money, because he did not know how much profit he was going to receive. So even if he was ignorant, that transaction is still allowed and permissible.
Mm-hmm. I see. Sheikh Javid, is it permissible to actually deal with or work with those banks of the foreign countries that are, like, let's say, in enmity with the Muslim world or with the Muslims in general? Is it permissible actually to, for example, deposit any money in a kind of long-term savings account in those banks?
Well, according to the answer given by His Eminence, Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, there is no problem in the transaction in and of itself. Of course, there's no problem. It's permissible to deposit money in the banks of non-Muslim countries. Mm-hmm. But there's a condition. Depositing is allowed in and of itself,
right,
provided that this does not lead to strengthening the economy and the power or political power, the economic power of those countries that are working against Islam and the Muslims. If it does not strengthen, if it does not help those countries gain more power and more strength, then there's no problem in the depositing money in their banks and also working in those banks.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. Let's take a short break and we'll be back. Don't go away.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the Library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
العلي العظيم Back to the program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program. And our guest speaker, Sheikh Javid, is answering some of these questions, in fact, related to the banking and the financial matters, according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Well, Sheikh Javid, we know that there are some banks that work in different areas in the Muslim world, right? And some of them are not owned by the Muslims themselves. Some of them are owned by non-Muslim countries or some private sector somewhere else. Okay?
Yes.
So is the dealing permissible or are the dealings that you do or any Muslims do with those banks permissible on the condition that, that I said earlier, like the banks are owned by even repressive regimes, for example, all right, or non-Muslim countries, regardless of whether they're owned by or some of the shareholders are Muslim or not?
Well, of course, it depends largely on the type of the transactions made or carried out by the banks.
Mm-hmm.
And generally speaking, there is no objection to being a party to any Shari'i or lawful and permissible transaction conducted by the banks. And, if the transactions are riba-free or usury-free,
mm-hmm.
and it's not based on usury, then there is no problem. And there's no objection to someone, to that party receiving the interest or getting the interest from those banks. And of course, let's also, say it again, that taking riba or usury from Muslim banks or institutions is not permissible unless the capital of the bank is owned by non-Muslims. Of course, if there is a bank which is run by Muslims, but the capital of the bank belongs to Muslims, of course, in that case, it is permissible to receive interest from that bank.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sheikh Javid, we all know that usually it is the case that in the Islamic banking system, that the depositors receive some licit profit interest for their deposits, all right? Wherever they invest their money, the banks, they do it in different ways as they see suitable for themselves, all right?
Yes.
Well, is it permissible for individuals, private sectors, like you and me, basically,
yes.
To adopt the same practice as the banks, all right? Well, in other words, is it permissible that you lend money to people in the marketplace, for example, and invest like as they see fit?
Well, if the money is given to the other party in the form of a loan with the condition that the recipient pays monthly or yearly interest at a certain percentage,
mm-hmm.
of course such a transaction is haram. As a matter of religious law or as a matter of Sharia law, because Sharia law does not allow receiving interest or receiving riba. And this transaction is a kind of riba because you as an individual gave money to someone
mm-hmm.
to who's working in the market and you receive money on a monthly or monthly basis, of course.
Right.
And of course, in the event that you stipulate or you place a condition that the other person, the investor, should give you a certain amount of money on a monthly basis, so this is nothing but usury. And as I did mention, if it is a kind of transaction, a legal transaction, something like partnership or ju'ala, a silent partnership, there's no objection to receiving the money because it is the transaction, it is the partnership that makes things halal. So both the investors are actually are investing money, they are joint, it's a kind of joint venture with two people, with two parties working together to earn profit. And in that case, the profit which is given by the depositor, which is given to the depositor, is obviously halal. And let me also further add that if the money is deposited with the other party to invest in a Shari type, this is to just paraphrase my previous answer. If the money is given by the other party to invest in a Shari type of work or in accordance with a Shari contract, and the money owner gets a given share of the profit made, such a transaction is obviously sound, it is valid, and the profits made are also treated as halal, and there's no objection to someone to that party receiving the money.
Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. Thank you very much, my dear listeners, for listening to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. The topic was the Islamic laws about, or the questions about the Islamic laws related to banking and financial matters. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
رحمن رحيم منان كريم سلام عليم من جاء إله إلا هو غفار جميل وهاب لطيف تواب سميع بصير لا إله إلا هو وحيد قدير محيي مميت الظاهر والباطن لا إله إلا هو لا إله إلا هو